This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9.
And we're joined by special guest comedian Matthew Broussard. How are you, Matthew?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Very good, very good. It's bright and early for us here on our morning.
But what I'm planning on doing later is I'm planning on having a good Sunday roast with the family. But Matthew, you are interested and quite skilled at a different type of roasting. Can you tell us a little bit about the world of roasts?
The world of roasts, yeah. So it's people collect in dungeons and like weird small comedy rooms, usually late at night, on like, you know, midnight on a Tuesday. And you go on stage and roast battling is where you and another comedian take turns insulting each other, usually in funny ways. Ooh. And it sounds really mean, but it's actually really fun and really funny to watch.
Yeah, it's a thing that a lot of us do here just between us, you know? I mean, we like to just take stabs at each other.
Take the mickey out of
people. Yeah, that's it.
Because Matthew, I saw you on the television on the Comedy Central roast battles with Jeff Ross, and you were quite hilarious. What are some tips?
Thank you.
What are some tips for roasting people?
First tip is make sure they're on board with it. Because if you just roast a stranger, they're going to punch you in the face.
Yeah,
true. Make sure you have their consent.
Or just run really fast. Be able to run really fast.
Yeah, have good cardio. That's my advice. I think just kind of go after. I like to go after people's appearance. And just, you know, what you can see right there, try to summarize them in one kind of biting description of them and, you know, do a couple of those and then maybe go after, you know, their family or their backstory.
Oh, wow. Get the real hard hitting.
Get personal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really fun. Yeah.
Just make them cry on the stage. Is that's your goal, really?
Yeah. Make them hurt. The goal is to be funny, but it is fun to go after really sensitive stuff. It's really doing it. It's so liberating because it's just like that person says all the things you're afraid of hearing. And when you actually hear them say it, you're like, not that bad. I was going to make fun of that about me. I thought it was going to hurt more. But this isn't. Yeah, that is funny the way you say it.
Did you get to get roasted by the Roastmaster General himself, Jeff Ross? Or
Yeah, he's roasted me a couple times. I think the funniest thing I've ever heard him say about me was, Matthew looks like he didn't get beat up enough in high school.
Yes, you are very attractive,
that.
Matthew.
Everyone says I'm a bully, but that's more accurate.
Making it very hard for the rest of us. So you're now based in New York. Is that correct?
That's right. I just moved out of here like a week ago, yeah.
Wow. So does that mean you're hitting up all the usual spots, like, you know, the Cellar, Gotham?
Yeah, there's more chances to do stand-up here, which is part of why I moved. And a lot less sunlight and a lot less space. And things cost a lot more. But overall, I get to, you know, go on stage and tell jokes for a few extra minutes a day. So I guess that's worth it.
How many spots have you done in one night?
A record?
Yeah.
Might just be four, maybe five.
That's decent. That's
decent. I went to Atlanta one time. I did four in one night.
Wow.
Those were all like 10, 15-minute spots. Those are fun. The last one was in my underwear.
Wow.
That was exciting.
How did you end up in your underwear?
It was an underwear show. It's in Atlanta. It's a really fun show where all the comics go up in their underwear.
Oh, wow.
And the audience gets to dress however they want, but if the audience members come in underwear, they get to go in for free.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a really good idea, actually. I like that. What if you come nude, though?
Yeah. Just,
I think you get arrested if you come nude.
I don't know if that's allowed. That's a thing in New York. There's a naked show at the Creaking Cave in Brooklyn where all the comics perform naked. And this is really good. That's been around for a couple of years. my girlfriend isn't excited about me doing that one. but there's apparently, this is brand new, naked roast battling.
Oh,
that would be... You go after the obvious.
Yeah, that's right. What a nightmare.
You just make sure your pubic hair...
The judges are naked too.
You just make sure the pubes are completely covering, you know, so then you can't, nobody can go after anything.
This just sounds like a giant orgy.
Oh, I prefer the comb over. Make sure it's styled, parted on the side.
Oh,
that's kind of my go-to. You want to look dapper, you know?
You did a set on Conan. Did you get to meet Conan himself? Okay. Like, how was Conan?
Actually, only very briefly. My only interaction with him was after I did my Santa comes on, you know, he shakes your hand, says, Matthew Broussard, everyone, and then the credits roll.
Yeah, and you have a little chat with him.
Very strange looking up close.
Oh, really? Very,
he looked
very
like
tall.
Ronald McDonald without makeup on.
That's
funny, when the credits are rolling, he leaned over to me, he goes, nice job, and he leans over and dead serious, yeah, see, do you really do CrossFit? Because I had done a joke about it. And I was like, yeah, I do. He's like, oh, I've been meaning to do it, but I think it'd be bad for my back, and I have a personal trainer. And we talked about fitness advice. I got to talk with one of the best late-night comedians of all time, and all we talked about was CrossFit.
Well,
what a waste.
Oh, I mean, that's good. Now you can be his gym buddy. You know, now you can go out and work out with him.
I can spot Conan O'Brien. Yeah. I feel like he wears a lot of sweatbands and, like, short shorts when he exercises.
Now, we've spoken to a lot of comedians before on the show, and they often have different career paths. You got a degree in mathematics. What's the difference between maths and comedy, and have you enjoyed one career over the other, from finance to funnies?
I didn't like finance a lot. Math I loved. I always loved math. And I think this is not a funny answer, and I apologize for that. I think in comedy, especially if you're like writing, there's a lot of, you know, just kind of observing patterns. Why does this work? Why does this not work? And with stand-up comedy, you get to go up in front of crowds every night and try little things and change one word and see if that makes people laugh louder. So there's kind of a mathematical scientific approach to comedy that's kind of just as satisfying as you know, the math problems, because a joke is a puzzle.
Yeah.
And I've always said math was every math problem I did in college was kind of a puzzle. And when you solve it, everything clicks into place. And you feel really good for a couple seconds. And I feel similarly about comedy.
Jokes really are like a word equation. It does really matter on every single word.
Every word, especially in roasting. It's crazy how a joke in roasting needs to be like five words or sometimes.
Now, you're coming to Australia very shortly. Can Australians expect to get roasted by you as when you come down?
Oh, yeah, I'm down. If they want to, if they'd like to. I'm not going to just point at people who don't want to, but that'd be really fun. I wouldn't mind that.
So how long do you all get during the four headliner set? 25 minutes?
Oh, in terms of how much time we each do?
Yeah.
I don't know yet, actually. I'm going to guess 15 minutes each, maybe 20 minutes each.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how, if the shows are different, how Australian comedy is, how like the clubs work and how the shows are structured. This is my first time in Australia.
Oh, it will
I've
be.
I've never been before. So.
Wow. Oh, you'll be landing in
I'm very excited.
Sydney first. You'll be in Sydney first on the 10th, I think. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so you're going to have, and then you'll come to Melbourne.
In
Melbourne after that, you're going to have to do the usual Sydney-Melbourne comparison. That'll be a usual question that you'll get from a lot of people.
Oh, what are the stereotypes? Can you help me?
Oh, they say Melbourne to live in, Sydney to look at. Sydney's like...
Melbourne to live in, Sydney to look at.
Sydney's like the pretty girl that's a little bit boring. But she looks nice, and Melbourne's got a really nice personality, and you just want to spend all your time with her.
I think that's a very good idea.
You also have to take note of the coffee in the both different cities as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's more expensive in Sydney.
Is Australian coffee good?
It's good.
Melbourne coffee is the best, but we're biased. So
and you wouldn't... A popular chain that you have over there is kind of looked down on over there.
Over here. Yeah, there's not as many of those bucks over here.
We're not saying it. To be fair, Americans feel the same way.
Ah, really?
Americans, we view that as basic. If that's your favorite coffee place, you have bad taste in coffee.
Basic bitches not wanted.
So, to be fair, I enjoy a cup from that establishment.
Hey, Matthew, I saw you on also on At Midnight. How did that go? Like, what is the process itself? I mean, do they just film essentially just jokes and lines from the prompt and then cut together whatever sounds good? Is that sort of how it is filmed?
Yeah, but they don't cut it down much. The recording is not much longer than what you see.
Oh, really?
It's pretty live. It's pretty, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They give us the jokes, and we get to sit down with people who also write jokes and come up with what we want to say for some of the stuff. Some of it's really off the cuff. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say that. Okay. Oops. never work for Comedy Central again. it's really fun. My buzzer didn't work. I don't want to start beef with Chris Hardwick.
No, yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
I'm hitting my button over again.
No, it's okay.
I don't think
Chris will be listening. It's okay. I think we can have some exclusives here. You can dish on Chris. Don't worry. Yeah.
We'll sell it to TMZ. Feud.
Okay.
Comedian
cool. I hear
feud.
He loves Starbucks.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew, for being on. We really appreciate it. But once again, for all the people listening at home, when can they can catch you in Sydney on June 10th, is it?
June 10th in Sydney, and then June 15th through 17th in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Is there a comedy store in Melbourne?
In Sydney, there's a comedy store, yeah, but not
okay,
in Melbourne.
Something else. Okay, I forget the name of the venue.
We'll open one.
And if you're into I don't know if Australians are into puns.
Yeah,
I have a website called MondayPunday.com that it's little pun puzzles that I think you might enjoy.
Ooh. Wow,
and it's an app as well.
And it's also the name of your Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
That is.
At MondayPunday.
Which coincidence that is.
Mm.
Right on.
At MondayPunday.
Right, well, thank you so much, Matthew, for being with us today. We appreciate it. You have a good day.
Thank you very much. Looking forward. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.